welcome back to Grumpy Gays. And that was, of course, I never know how to say this, Matt. Indomitable. George Michael and I'm Your Man.
Whose crush was that, yours or mine?
I think it was both of ours. Like, what woman, gay, straight or otherwise, didn't have a crush on George? And let's face it, looking at those videos, who the hell didn't know George was gay?
Well, this is it, isn't it? It was a much more innocent time.
It was. And you know what? That's the introduction to
Room 666, our regular segment where we put something that we hate into a room of the devil, the devil's romper room, and we get him to shut the door or not, maybe rejected, and it's locked away forever, or we have to live with it.
This is true. We try to put something in Room 666.
Your week this week, Helen?
My week this week, and I'm confident. I would like to say I am very confident about this one. I think Lucifer himself will agree with me on this one. And, of course, what we are talking about are auctions.
At 400,000, let's say 400,000, I'll take excrements of 50, peoples, excrements of 50.
I come from the Sunshine State, as you've pointed out numerous times, Matt.
Yes.
And in the Sunshine State, we do things a little bit differently. And there's, you know, sometimes we sort of think, oh, well, you know, no, and let's move into the 21st century. Other times I think, I kind of like doing things that way.
Bit like going to Blockbusters in a horse and cart.
That would be the one. Penny farthing. So this this is the one that I like doing is, you know, when you buy property. In Queensland, you buy property in a really simple way. Someone puts the property on the market. They put a price. You go to a real estate agent and you say, I want to buy that property. I'm prepared to pay this price. And then a series of little negotiations go on. No, they want a bit more. No, you want to pay a bit less. Back and forth, back and forth. You settle on a price and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I am the proud owner of a residence.
Job done. Easy in the simple state. Easy in the simple state? The simple state. Simple, not sunshine state.
Simple in the easy state. I don't know. Anyway. Apparently not here in Melbourne. Apparently here in Melbourne, the one, the only go-to is the auction.
Oh.
And I reckon we can make it through the nine circles of hell with this one.
Right, okay.
We only got to four last week, seven the week before. This is a niner,
okay.
Match.
Number one, go.
Firstly, the fact that the auction is, it is just about pure greed, and it is about it has a dual purpose. Pure greed on the one hand, and the fact that human nature, or certain stupid people's human nature, is to win at all costs.
Right, okay. The competitive element. It's like gladiators in the arena of real estate.
Absolutely. So I went to an auction the other week. Dee Dizzle and I are considering purchasing a property for us to live in. And it was categorically, if I had a soul, if Lucifer hadn't made a deal with me many, many years ago on that score.
For you to stay away.
It would have been soul destroying.
Right.
And the fact that these people at these auctions and the auctioneers, like, shut the hell up and just do your job. I don't want to hear about what you think the market is doing. Are you an economist? No, you're not. So actually, you don't know. You're just there to make money for yourself.
And your client.
Yeah. So what happened in this auction that sent me to absolute distraction was it went beyond our budget. That's fine. we're very reasonable people. We go, this is the budget. We're not going. A lot of people don't do that. Apparently, the need to win outweighs any semblance of logic or just plain intelligence. I don't know.
And you stuck around to witness the carnage, did you?
Absolutely.
Like a spectator sport.
Thank you. That is what this is. It is a spectator sport. And I think this is something we should get into. I think we should just go to auctions for the sheer enjoyment of it. Now, I would like to draw your attention, not that I know anything about certain suburbs in Melbourne, but I was reading the other day about an auction at Glen Waverley.
Oh, yes.
Did you happenstance across that, where there was a...
The article or Glen Waverley?
Either or.
All right.
The article was highlighting, and there was a video attached to it that stated at an auction at Glen Waverley, one of the people bidding decided and was videotaped abusing the living crap out of everyone else there and the auctioneer because the auctioneer was trying to push another one of the the people bidding,
right,
to bid, and they were taking their time, and the fellow that was winning was getting more and more aggressive to the point where he started screaming at everyone. This is the new gladiatorial sport that I think you and I can get our teeth into.
Absolutely. Well, that and toilet roll shopping.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's become brutal.
It is just mind-boggling that people behave in this way. For God's sake.
Well, you know, it's funny that you should mention Glen Waverley because I work out that way. And I was talking to a couple of people about that part of Melbourne, and it's become very, very popular with certain ethnic groups that live out there, right? Which is great, you know, it's a very vibrant, all this sort of thing. But apparently it's because if you put... So in the Chinese real estate market, right, if you put a picture of a dragon... I don't know where you get this picture of a dragon from. If you put it over a map of the world, there are certain places in the world where what they call the eye of the dragon falls. And Glen Waverley is one of them. So it's used as this marketing tool by real estate agents to market it to the Chinese. And it's worked. You know, they absolutely love it. So, you know, because they think it's lucky to buy in that area, which makes me think where I grew up. What's that? If you put a map of sort of, you know, what is it? The arsehole of the warthog? But it's all about that, isn't it? It's all about the marketing speak. So as brutal as these kind of auctions can become, that's the job of the real estate agent. So I'm not really sure I can put this in Room 101 because if you were on the other side of it, if you were selling your property, you would want them to be maximising the value, maximising what you make on that property to whatever lengths they go to, right? Now, I do agree with you. It is soul-destroying to the point that I was actually also looking to buy a flat for myself recently and Miss Trilly. I went to a few auctions, and you're right, it's just crushing, it's bone-crushing. And I just kind of like dragged myself out of there like I'd just come out of a 10 rounds with Mike Tyson. And I thought, never again, you know, this is not the way to spend my money. So I actually ended up buying off the plan.
Which is the cheats way of doing it.
Which is the cheats way of doing it. And, you know, I've got to now, I'm starting to pack my things because I've really got to rush to get out of my flat. I've only got 2 years. It's probably not ideal, but it's kind of, it's the way to buy a property where you can bury your head in the sand and just hope it goes very smoothly. You don't have to have any stress. Did it against a lot of people's advice. I don't know why, but I got to say, at the sales stage, which is where I am at the moment, I'm really in that first lust, like honeymoon, where just started going out stage. Very exciting. The marketing speak that I've heard. Do you know what I bought?
What?
I bought the sub penthouse, it's called.
Right.
Which translates as not the penthouse.
So the sub-penthouse is any level that's...
No, it's actually the one just below the penthouse. But, you know, let's face it, marketing speak, for you're not in the penthouse. And this thing is, you know, you look at the plans of this thing and these apartments are quite spacious and quite expensive. And then I look at mine and it's basically the one bedroom lean-to out the back. But hey, it's in a very good neighbourhood. So
location, location, location.
Absolutely. You know, like, you know, amazing views. It's got a window. That sort of thing. So I don't know.
Well, I...
You've only really hit one layer as well. You've got eight to go.
No, I do.
Regale me.
God, well, but I actually think I'm going to take a leaf out of an old colleague of Dee Dizzle's. Now, when Dee Dizzle first told me this story, yes, I had to pick myself up off the ground because I couldn't breathe for laughter. But now I'm thinking about it, I actually think these people have hit on something. So the story goes that this particular individual had married and her said betrothed.
Betrothed.
Was
Prithee, tell.
Prithee. It was on his second marriage, so this was his second marriage.
Because he was divorced.
He was divorced. And he hadn't begotten the first wife. He'd begotten. Yeah. And the second, anywho. So what had happened was he was trying to hide his money from said first begotten wife, and so in order to do so, he decided to purchase some land.
Yes.
And this was how he was going to hide his money. And
was it out near Calder Park Raceway?
Close.
Right.
He'd purchased land on the moon.
So very similar terrain. Okay. Do you know, I'd probably say what he bought was a little more lush and scenic. But anyway,
and
okay.
Yeah, he'd purchased land on the moon, and apparently, according to said new betrothed wife, had to go through a solicitor and everything, and they have their little stake, their claim, marked out, plot on the moon.
My God, I thought I was burying my head in the real estate sand.
There you go.
So when's he moving in?
I do not know.
Well, no, Helen. I don't know. Yeah, it's a funny old business, isn't it? Buying real estate. It's quite stressful. It's quite expensive, especially in Melbourne. Yeah, I'm going to put it in room 666. I'll tell you why. I just don't think there's any justification for people treating each other like that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Coming up on Grumpy Gaze, we've got a new one for you, Dear Grumpy Gay.